And now, Grape Nuts, the heart of your B.E.B., presents Gangbusters.
Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories.
Hey, mister, you sitting in front of your radio, and you, madam, do you feel droopy in the morning? Wouldn't you rather feel on your toes, full of zip, and ready to go?
Hey, who wouldn't?
Then what you need is B.E.B.
B.E.B. B.E.B. B.E.B. Wow!
And the best B.E.B. includes Grape Nuts.
Tonight, Gangbusters presents the case of the masquerading gunman who staged the largest bank robberies in Oregon history, but who found that when the masks were down, the prize for the best performance went to the men in police uniform.
Do you know the next stranger that you meet on the street, or sit next to on a bus, or follow in line at the movies, may be a fugitive from justice?
Yes, that's true. As a private citizen, you may help identify a badly wanted criminal by listening to descriptions given on Gangbusters later in the program. The Honorable J. Edgar Hoover, Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, urges you to note these clues carefully. So, if the occasion arises, you may be able to give valuable assistance to law enforcement officers who are searching for these criminals.
For instance, here is a telegram just received from Muncie, Indiana. As a direct result of Gangbusters broadcast December 25th, 1948, we were able to trace and apprehend Henry Pettigrew in Houston, Texas, as wanted by this department for kidnapping and armed robbery. Thanks a million for your cooperation, and congratulations on the good work you're doing. Signed, Harry Nelson, Chief of Police, Muncie, Indiana.
And now tonight's case, which Sheriff H.A. Southard of Linn County, Oregon, will narrate by proxy.
Thank you, and good evening, Gangbusters listeners. Let's start tonight's case in the spring of a year ago in the busy city of Bakersfield, California. On a side street downtown was a tavern where many assorted characters spent most of their time. On this warm spring afternoon, the jukebox was going full blast as one of the patrons stood at the wall telephone dialing a number.
Hello, Janie, baby. It's Sam. Hey, listen, honey, I gotta see you.
Oh, I told you I'm going out tonight, and I'm late now.
Oh, what a thriller, huh?
I don't think it's any of your business, Sam.
Listen, baby, I'm leaving town for a while.
Well, that's nice, Sam. Have a nice trip. Goodbye.
Janie. Hello. Janie.
Goodbye to her, Sam.
Now listen, Pops, don't go kidding me about this. I got into trouble with her without being wrote about it. Driller from the oil field she's got to go for. Pops, a driller.
Well, maybe she's just after what his bankroll can do for her.
Bankroll or no bankroll. If I ever run into that driller, I'm going to kind of plow a trench between his ears.
That's all. I'll have my letter for tomorrow, and we'll be on our way to Oregon. Then you can have a bankroll of your own.
Yeah, I might take the trip and still wind up broke. Depending on that fatso.
You can depend on fatso, the way I put it to him.
Well, where do we stay in Oregon? Not at Fatso's house. I can't stand that Ella day.
No, we don't stay at Fatso. Not the way I got it worked out. Come on. Long trip. We're going to get some sleep before we start.
Fatso, wake up. Huh? Wake up, Fatso.
What's the idea?
Get up.
What time is it anyway?
9 o'clock.
In the morning?
You got another letter from Pops.
Where is he? Give it to me.
Yeah, I thought that would get a stir out of your big carcass.
Give me the letter, Ella.
Pops is bringing Sam Scribner here to Oregon and wants you to meet them in Eugene.
You opened it.
If you got any sense, you'll stay clean away from Pops.
Don't you know it's against the law to open somebody's mail?
You'll get in more trouble.
Give me the letter, Ella.
He says for you to drive down to Eugene Sunday night and meet him. If you do, you're a dope.
Let me read my own letter, will you?
Here.
Much obliged.
He'll use you, and then he'll hand you the short end again like last time.
Hey, look, will you let me see what he says?
I don't trust that Pops as far as I could throw you. And that wouldn't be very far.
Okay. I'm going to Eugene to meet Pops.
Look at him. Big as a house, but nothing upstairs in the attic.
I'm going to Eugene. That's all there is to it.
That's my call to Jenny. I'll get it, Pops.
Make it short, Sam. Fatso is due up here in the room any minute.
Hello, Janie, honey.
This ain't Janie.
Where is she?
Out.
Is this that thriller?
Yes, I'm a thriller. What's on your mind?
What are you doing there? Where is Janie?
I told you she was out.
Ooh, listen, if I wasn't 1,000 miles away, I'd be over there to rap on your skull. Goodbye. How do you like that? It was a driller answered her phone.
Well, that's what you get for trying to waste money on long-distance calls and women.
The minute I get back to Bakersfield, Pops, Janie and me are going to have a showdown. One way or another, that driller has got to go.
Well, you worry about that when you get back to Bakersfield. Right now, we're going... that's Fatso. Let him in.
Hello, Sam. How you been?
Great.
Hiya, Pops. Welcome to Oregon.
Well, hello, Fatso. See, you put on another pound or two.
I did?
More than a pound or two, if you ask me.
I've been dying.
On what?
Beer. How's everything back in Bakersfield?
Couldn't be better. That's why we're here.
Sam, how's Janie getting along, okay?
Great. Never better.
That's good. Ella's fine, too.
Okay. We didn't come 1,000 miles for this. Let's get down to business. You got a bank, Fetzer?
Yeah, Pops.
Where?
In Oakland.
Oakland? Listen, we don't want a bank in California. We want one here.
It's Oakland, Oregon.
Oh, okay.
And it looked just like the ticket.
What do you mean, looked?
Well, I found out something yesterday. It ain't so good.
What's that?
Found out they're going to have a pioneer celebration there all week.
So what's a pioneer celebration?
Well, you know, the folks in town put on beards and get all dressed up like 100 years ago. Business and everything as usual, but they wear six-shooters, ride horses. Town is on its ear all week long.
Oh, great. It's a fine time to find this out.
Well, I didn't know. I just...
Wait.
Well, it wasn't my fault, Pops. How am I supposed to guess at such
a
thing?
I'm glad you didn't guess at it. It's better this way.
Better?
Sure, it's better. Now, listen. If everybody in town has got on costumes and is wearing guns, that's exactly what we do.
Yeah, but Pops...
What kind of better break can we ask for, huh? We get a good disguise, nobody can identify us, and when we walk in the bank wearing guns, nobody sits up and takes notice.
What do you mean, we? I ain't walking in. Disguise or no disguise, not so close to home, I...
You don't have to. You got plenty to do. First, tell me where there's a good spot in the woods. Some place where we can hide out 24, 36 hours after the job.
Well, no. Up near Sweet Home, Pops, you got the...
No. I don't want to go up near Sweet Home. We're doing the job in Oakland. I want the spot as close to Oakland as possible. I'm going to be riding in a hot car, and I want to dump it as fast as I can. Let them find the car, and then let them search every jalop on the road, and we'll be laying out in the woods until the heat's off.
And there'll be plenty of heat.
Well, Fatso, you know such a spot?
I can find out, Pumps. I can look around. Say, I think I do know.
Where?
A little north of Oakland. There's the Goodrich Road. There's good, thick brush all around for miles.
Okay. Sounds all right. We'll have a look at it. Then, after the job, Fatso, we'll hide out in there, and you'll come and pick us up the next night.
Oh, Miss Peterson.
Yes, sir.
You can start on the... You can start on the Warner Dairy payroll.
Yes, sir.
Well, do I really look that funny?
Well, haven't you looked in the mirror? I've always imagined you with a beard, but...
I love a pioneer celebration. Boots, beards, horses, fine costume, partner.
Okay, everybody, this is a stick-up.
Now,
boys, fun's fun, but you're carrying this thing a little too far. You can't joke about a hold-up, you
this
know.
This ain't no joke.
Everybody, get them up. We're not fooling.
Oh, please.
Go on,
now,
get in the back room.
In the back room, everybody.
Do as they say. I don't want anybody hurt.
All right, keep quiet.
All right, you.
Me?
Where's the president?
He's not here.
All right, then you will go. Stay right there.
All right, the rest of you in back. Go on, hurry.
Now, you, take me to the money.
But
take me to the money, I said.
Yeah, it's this way.
All right, stay there. I'm coming over. Okay, lead the way.
There it is, in the safe.
Okay, take all the dough, stick it in this bag.
All right.
Go on, make it snappy.
I'm doing it as fast as I can.
All right, get that too, get that stuff.
Yeah.
That's the last of it?
Yeah.
All right,
all.
Give me the bag.
Here.
Now, go on in the back there. March. Too bad the president wasn't here. I'd like to have met him. Here's another customer for you, pal.
All right, Pioneer, inside the covered wagon with the rest of the engines. Go on!
Shut the door. Now lock it. Put the key in your pocket.
Got it.
Let's go.
How'd we do?
Fair enough, Sam. Fair enough.
Well, gangbusters listeners, the bank bandits, Henry, Pops, Tollett, and Sam Scribner, got away with more than $30,000 and headed for their hideout in the woods. Oregon State Police and agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation were soon on the job to demonstrate what cooperation between law enforcement agencies could mean to a conspiracy of bank bandits.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've probably never met up with a bank bandit, but have you ever felt something was robbing you of energy in the middle of the morning? I mean, do you run down like a car out of gas? Then what you need is B-E-B.
B-E-B, 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 wow!
B-E-B means basic energy breakfast, the kind of breakfast everyone should eat every morning. It's the kind of breakfast that knocks mid-morning let down into a cocked hat. And what should a basic energy breakfast consist of? Fruit or juice, buttered toast, your favorite beverage, and cereal. And the best cereal for your B-E-B is Grape Nuts, because Grape Nuts gives you more. More nourishment, more flavor. Why, just one serving of Grape Nuts with milk and sugar gives you more food value than an egg and a slice of bacon. And you'll like the flavor of Grape Nuts. It's really wonderful. It's the kind of flavor that keeps you coming back for more. More Grape Nuts. Grape Nuts, the cereal that's different, with those fresh, satisfying little kernels. So if you want to beat that mid-morning letdown, make sure you get your basic energy breakfast and make Grape Nuts the heart of your B-E-B.
B-E-B, 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 wow!
And now Grape Nuts takes you back to Gangbusters. And here again is tonight's narrator, Sheriff H.A. Southard.
As you know, bandits had robbed a bank in Oakland, Oregon, of more than $30,000. A quick report from witnesses gave police the opinion that the holdup men had driven north out of town in a 1947 Chevrolet coupe. At nearest troop headquarters of the Oregon State Police, Lieutenant Bailey was directing operations, which at the moment were concentrated on closing in the area to entrap the suspected car. As officers worked feverishly at telephones and teletype machines, the lieutenant was giving instructions to his troopers.
Stover.
Yes, Lieutenant. I was just speaking to the sheriff at Coos Bay. He's got two cars of deputies headed toward Sitcom, just in case they took the back roads and double that way.
How's the junction at Goshen, man?
Oh, the marshal there is sitting on that.
He can't handle that himself.
We just contacted our car on 58. That's Duncan and Riddle. They were on an investigation at Dexter, and they'll get to the junction as fast as they can, Lieutenant.
If we catch them on the road, that's as likely to be the spot as any. You better dig up another car and send them over there.
Yes, sir.
And then I will. Yeah?
Special Agent Haynes, the FBI, is calling for Portland. Pick up number 4.
All right. Get on that, Stover.
Right away, Lieutenant.
Lieutenant Bailey's talking.
Haynes, FBI, Lieutenant. What's the bank job down there?
I was at Oakland. Two men. Number one, 40 to 50, about 5'7", 160 pounds. Number two, 28, maybe 30, 5'8", 150 to 160. That's about the best we can do in descriptions. They're dressed in costumes and beards.
In what?
There's a Pioneer celebration in Oakland. A couple of people on the street saw them get into a 1947 car, Chevrolet maybe. Painted gray, Oregon plates. They drove north out of town on 99.
Are you going to be around there long, Lieutenant?
Until it breaks, one way or another. We're trying to hem in the car.
Okay, a couple of us are starting down from
Lieutenant,
Portland now.
Hold on, Haynes.
We got the car, abandoned.
We got the car, Haynes, abandoned. Where?
4 miles south of Yonkola. It was driven 100 yards into the brush.
Hello, Haynes, 4 miles south.
Fired him. What do you think? They had another car laying there?
It was pretty rough country, they must have.
That's going to make them tough to spot, Lieutenant.
Stover.
Yes, sir.
Get out a radio and a teletype. Stop all cars at all junction points, north and south of 99. Right. Question occupants and hold for questioning anyone answering those descriptions. Is that okay with you, Haynes?
Perfect. Come on, Lieutenant. I'll see you there.
Right. Come on, Stover. I want you to run out with me and have a look at that car they abandoned.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Ella.
Well, Fatso. Good afternoon.
Have you got any beer on ice, Ella?
No.
I was sure I saw some in here this morning.
Stay out of the icebox. There's no beer.
Oh, Ella.
Well, they got what they came after, didn't they?
Who?
Who? Pops and Sam.
What did they get?
The bank at Oakland. Was on the radio.
Is that so? How do you know?
A little birdie gave me a hint. A fat little birdie.
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say a thing, and it wasn't them. They wasn't anywhere near Oakland.
Do you want to bet?
What's the matter? You got no beer on ice.
Stay away from that icebox. And where were you? Sitting out in the car waiting to drive them away?
I was not.
Where were you?
I was at the bowling alley all morning. I was there. You can ask anybody. Listen, Ella, they're laying out in the woods down there in a young coal until the heat's off. I'm supposed to go for them tomorrow night.
Didn't I advise you not to get mixed up in any of Pop's
deals? Well, I am mixed up in it. Do you think the heat'll be off by tomorrow night? I rode over to Cascadia with Joe for some tires he wanted, and we were stopped four times. Four times by cops in 10 miles.
Did Joe get the tire?
Listen, Ella, this is serious. I gotta go pick up Pops and Sam. Tomorrow night I gotta go, and cops ain't the only thing that's worrying me.
Get out of the way and let me in that drawer there.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, I'm scared to go for him, and I'm scared not to.
Stop foaming at the mouth and run down for a loaf of bread. We're out.
There's a lot of money involved, Ella. $30,000. They wouldn't think nothing of killing me for my end.
I'll give you a nice funeral.
This is serious, Ella.
Well, you got yourself into it. What do you want me to do about it?
Look, when I go to get them, you come along.
So they can shoot me, too?
They won't do nothing to me if you're along. They'll give me my end and then forget about it.
No.
Ella, baby, I must mean something to you.
Not that much.
I can't go get them alone. Got to drive them all the way back to Bakersfield. That's a long ways, Ella. He'll give me the business someplace on the way. You gotta come along.
No!
Wait until tomorrow night, Ella. Be plenty safe, believe me.
No.
You change your mind, won't you? I need you along. Honest, baby, I need you along.
If you want bread for supper, you better go and get it.
Yeah, I'll get it. But think about it, Ella. Please think about it.
I know it's kind of hopeless, Lieutenant, but we ought to take the witnesses up to the Portland office to look over a few pictures.
Well, I don't think they could identify those two if they saw them. Those disguises just about covered every feature. But you never can tell.
I'll arrange to have them transported tomorrow.
What about the getaway car? The owner's kind of anxious to have it back.
I talked to the special agent in charge. He's sending down a laboratory man. I know you fellas gave the car a good going over, but a double check won't hurt.
Oh, nothing will hurt. Well, aside from that, Haynes, you have any other ideas?
Just one. Just an idea they got away from us.
Hey, Pops.
What?
Wasn't another half a sandwich left?
I ate it.
You think Fatso will bring some more?
Well, I told him to.
You know, that Fatso makes a lot of dough for doing no work.
An awful lot, Sam.
Him all comfortable in the bed last night, us laying out here in this brush all night, all day.
What are you going to do with all your money, Sam?
That ain't no problem. As soon as I get back into Bakersfield, I'm going to call Janie. I'm going to tell her I'm back and to get ready for a good time. And then I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy the biggest, ugliest rattlesnake I can find. I'm going to look for that oil well driller. And when I find him, I'm going to take the rattlesnake out of the box and I'm going to say, okay, bite him. Bite him good. What time is it? Shouldn't Fatso have been here already?
Yeah, it's about due. Now listen, Sam.
Yeah?
Fatso's liable to cause us a lot of trouble. And you and me, we know how to keep our mouths shut. But not Fatso.
Yeah, you think when he gets here, we gotta plug him?
Yeah, Sam. I think so. I think
it'll
be...
Hey, Pops. It's a car.
The Fatso?
I can't tell yet, Pops. Yeah, it looks like.
Yeah, that's it.
Let me plug him, Pops.
Okay, Sam, if you're that anxious.
But I can drop him with one shot. Some target.
Bet you 1,000 you can't do it in one shot.
All right, you're wrong.
Pops! Pops!
Get that 1,000 ready, Pops.
Hey, Pops! Sam, it's me!
Get it ready.
Yeah, hold it.
Why? What's the matter?
Where are you?
We need that car. Maybe he's got the keys in his hand, and if he drops them, we'll never find him.
Pops!
Fatso?
Yeah.
Over here. You can plug him after we get the key.
Where are you, Pops? I can't see you.
Right here, Fatso. Right here.
Hi, fellas. Hey, that was certainly a high-class job. 31,000, the paper said. Was it that much?
You're not disappointed, are you, Fatso?
Oh, me? No. I think it's great.
Well, you all set for the drive to California?
I'm raring to go.
Grab the sack, Sam.
Well, I got it.
Now, let's get moving. Give me the keys to the car, Fatso. I'll start out driving.
Ella wants to drive a ways.
Ella?
Is she in the car?
Yeah.
Why'd you bring her along?
Well, listen, there's still plenty of cops on the road. Mm. I figured with a woman in the car, things will look better. You know, more like a family affair.
I'll let you have it right here.
Hey, let go. Pops, right here, let go.
Sam.
Rocking over.
Sam, turn him over. Turn him over.
Listen, you shouldn't do that, Sam.
What do you say, Pops? Shall I plug him?
Hey, no.
No. Go on, I'll get in the car. We wasted enough time now. We're heading for California. All of us.
Where is this place you want to get off, Pops?
Hey, keep on going. I'll tell you where.
It's in the next block.
For 1,000 miles we've been going. Oregon to Bakersfield. I want to go back. Now.
All right, well, take it easy, will you?
Now, stop at the next corner there, Fatso.
Listen, Fatso. When they get out, I want you to turn right around and head back to Oregon.
Going to stay in Bakersfield overnight.
Yeah, we got some business.
What kind of business?
You know that bar, that Harry's Place? Meet us there at 10, both of you.
Why me?
I said both of you meet us there.
Well, hey, how about my cut of the dough?
You'll get it tonight. Now, just meet us there. Go on, Sam.
Now, listen, we got to get
if
back...
If you want your dough, be there, both of you. Come on, Sam.
I want to get to a phone. I want to talk to Janie.
Now, wait a minute.
Listen, if she's out with that driller, I want to know about it.
Janie can wait. You, know why I asked Fatso and Ella to meet us tonight, don't you?
Yeah, I got an idea.
You don't think it'll be too tough a job, do you? For both of them?
Why should it be? We'll take them out in the country. Even if they're found, they're so far away from home, nobody will ever know who they are.
Okay. Go call your Janie. But don't make no dates for tonight. We got more pressing business.
You know, if you want a proper, nourishing breakfast in the morning, you want to make sure that you get a B.E.B. B.E.B. stands for Basic Energy Breakfast, the kind of breakfast everyone should eat every morning to beat the droopy, let-down feeling. And friends, be sure you make Grape Nuts the heart of your B.E.B., because Grape Nuts is the cereal that gives you more nourishment. Yes, just one serving of Grape Nuts with milk and sugar gives you more food value than an egg and a slice of bacon. Just think of it. And when you taste your first spoonful of Grape Nuts, you're going to say, this is a swell cereal. Yes, you'll like Grape Nuts. They have a really wonderful flavor, a flavor that's sweet as a nut, rich and satisfying. So every morning from now on, make sure you get B.E.B. And be sure to make Grape Nuts the heart of your B.E.B. Ask your grocer for Grape Nuts tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Sunday.
Oh, yes, so it is. We'll go to church tomorrow and buy Grape Nuts Monday. And now Grape Nuts takes you back to Gangbusters.
Listen, Pops. 10 o'clock, the Fatso ought to mean 10 o'clock.
He'll be here, Sam.
You don't think Ella pounded some sense into his fat, dumb head? You don't think she knows what's going on?
He'll be here. He thinks she's got $5,000 coming.
Yeah, well, I'm not counting on it. I gotta...
Now what's the matter, Sam?
There's Janie.
Huh?
And she's with the driller.
Oh,
Now sit down, Sam.
Sit down, nothing. Here's where I get this settled. Greasy jerk thinks he can get my show.
And then he says to it, Janie, he says to...
What does he say, Driller?
Sam.
Yeah, this is for you, baby.
Listen to you, Mr.
Come on, Driller.
Put away that knife.
I'm going to put it away.
Put away from me.
Right between your ribs, I'm going to put it away.
Help! Yeah. He's got a knife!
Yeah, I got a knife. There you are.
Sam, come on.
I got business.
Here. A cop. Come on. Here comes a cop.
I'm finishing this.
All right, so long, you crazy jerk.
Yep. Okay. Get up out of there.
Let go of me.
Come on, get up.
Now, hold still.
Let me go.
Okay, buddy, you asked for it. All right. Bartender, call an ambulance.
Yeah.
And the rest of you, it's all over now. Come on, move back out of here. Move back. Come on, move back. Give us a little room. Come on, everything's all right. Move back, will you? Come on.
Well, gangbusters listeners, police soon learned that Sam Scribner, in jail on a charge of attempted murder, was also a badly wanted bank robber. But the leader of the gang, Henry Pops Tollett, was to reorganize his gang and cause federal officers and authorities of several states considerable trouble before his day of reckoning approached.
And you'll be back next week, Sheriff Southard, to tell us all about it?
I certainly will.
Well, thank you, Sheriff H.A. Southard, for bringing us the facts in this case history from your files. And all of us will be looking forward to your return next week. Now, Gangbusters Nationwide Clue, broadcast every week as a public service to assist American police and the FBI in their war against the underworld. But first, a message to Gangbusters listeners from the Honorable J. Edgar Hoover, Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
The private citizen can often cooperate with police in identifying persons badly wanted. The clues broadcast on Gangbusters have assisted in many apprehensions. Therefore, be sure to listen carefully when these clues are given. And if you have information on the person described, notify your nearest FBI office or your local police department.
Thank you, Director J. Edgar Hoover, for sending our listeners this message. Now, tonight's Gangbusters clue.
Attention all citizens. Write down the official description of James Edward Burns, wanted for unlawful flight to avoid prosecution for the crime of robbery.
Age 25, 5 feet 10 inches, 145 pounds, slender build, brown hair and eyes, fair complexion.
Burns has the following tattoos. On his right forearm, eagle with letters USN. Shamrock with word E-R-I-N. On his right upper arm, numbers 533-18-1965. On his left forearm, tattoo of dagger with words death before dishonor. On the fingers of his left hand, tattoo of words I love you.
Warning, do not attempt to detain this fugitive yourself. James Edward Burns, wanted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, is considered dangerous and is believed to be armed.
If you have any information concerning this clue, notify your local police, the nearest office of the FBI, or Gangbusters at once.
Next week, more facts in the case of the two-time robbers who struck at one bank, then returned to Oregon to strike again. But who found that in the police league, two strikes is out.
Listen next week, same time, same CBS station, to the amazing facts in the case of the two-time robbers on Gangbusters. Tonight's case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by William Sweets, with Walter Vaughn and John Larkin in leading roles. Jay Jackson speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production. Gangbusters has been presented by Grape Nuts. Grape Nuts, the heart of your basic energy breakfast. The heart of your B-E-B.
B-E-B. B-E-B. B-E-B. Wow!
This is CBS, where you hear Jack Benny every Sunday, the Columbia Broadcasting System.